From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Central Italy has been rocked by another strong earthquake, the latest since a deadly quake in August. Italy's Civil Protection Authority says the powerful 6.6 magnitude quake Sunday morning brought down buildings in numerous places across the area. There were reports of minor injuries. The U.S. presidential election campaign was rocked by another October surprise Friday when the FBI informed members of Congress that it was reopening its probe of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. government monitoring agency says Afghanistan's security forces battling the resurgent Taliban have suffered around 15,000 casualties, including 5,523 fatalities in the first 8 months of 2016. The agency has also warned of eroding gains in the war-shattered country has made with the help of the international community. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, in its quarterly report published Sunday, noted the Afghan government lost 2.2% territorial control during this year's fighting. Australia's parliament is set to vote next week on a plan that would ban any refugees who arrive in the country by boat from ever obtaining a visa to live there or even visit or establish a business. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the lifetime ban is being enacted to deter smugglers who bring the migrants to Australia.
Today, I'm announcing that the government will introduce legislation in the next parliamentary sitting week to amend the Migration Act to prevent irregular maritime arrivals taken to a regional processing country from making a valid application for an Australian visa.
However, while the proposed legislation is supposedly aimed at stopping the smugglers, it's the thousands of refugees from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East who will be directly affected. The new law would impact boat people who were sent by July 19, 2013, to one of Australia's offshore processing camps on the Pacific islands of Nauru or Papua New Guinea's Manus. Canberra already bans them from resettling in Australia, even if they're found to be actual refugees. Instead, the government gives the asylum seekers the options of returning home, making a life on one of the processing camp islands, or going to a third country. Turkey has dismissed more than 10,000 civil servants as the government continues its crackdown following a failed coup in July. News of the removal of the academics, teachers, and health workers was published late Saturday. Turkey has already ousted more than 80,000 civil servants and arrested more than 30,000 in connection with the coup. South Korea's president, who's in the middle of an influence-peddling scandal, accepted the resignation of several of her top aides Sunday. A presidential spokesman said Park Geun-hye accepted the resignations of her chief of staff and the senior secretaries for policy coordination, political affairs, civil affairs, and public relations. Also Sunday, the woman who is at the center of the president's political scandal returned to Seoul from Germany. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.